Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Hello, my name is Brian Eisen, manager of the physical, occupational, and speech therapy departments here at Jay County Hospital. September is Falls Awareness Month. Some facts about falls. Over one-third of adults over 65 fall every year. Of those, 10% sustain serious injury. Reducing home hazards after hospitalization lowers the risk of falling and subsequent fractures by 19%. Your risk of a serious injury is much greater if you have osteoporosis if you fall. Factors that may contribute to an increased risk for falling: this type of shoe wear, certain types of medication, decrease endurance, balance, and strength in your legs, pets that run around your feet, problems with your bladder control, poor lighting and poor eyesight, dizziness, lack of feeling in your feet, poor posture, and throw rugs. A fall safety checklist includes looking at your stairs, have handrails on both sides and a full length of stairs if no carpet's on the step, install a non-slip rubber tread, light switch at the top and the bottom of the stairs. Your bathroom, use a non-skid mat in the tub or the shower. Have grab bars within reach and use an elevated stool riser with the non-slippery floors. In the kitchen, keep the items you often use on the lower shelves, typically above your waist level. And in the bedrooms, have a lamp within reach of the bed. Use of night lights so that you can see where you're walking to remove all the throw rugs. Prevention of outdoor falls. Walking in areas with plenty of light. Observe for cracks in sidewalks and changes in sidewalk level. Bifocal reading glasses make it harder to see hazards on the ground, and wear comfortable athletic shoes, avoiding a dress shoe or a shoe with a heel. Facts about falls around pets. Each year, about 86,000 falls will occur involving dogs and cats. Women are 2 times more likely to be injured than men, and the highest fracture rates are among the adults of age 75 and older. Tips with preventing falls around pets. Keep your pet items such as toys, food, and water bowls out of the walking path. For cats and smaller dogs that may run under your feet, place a bell on the collar. Be aware of your pet when older people are visiting your home. Keep control of your dog to protect those around you. If your dog barks, they can startle a person who is at risk for falling. Use 2 hands on the leash when walking your dog. This will increase your stability. Some other tips with your falls prevention. Get up slowly after you sit or lie down. Wear shoes inside and outside of your home. Avoid going barefoot. Put a phone near the floor in case if you do fall and you can't get up, you would have that phone in reach. Keep emergency numbers in large print near each phone. And subscribe to a Lifeline alert in case of a fall or if you need help to call. Areas to consider. A community-based strength training class. These classes reduce your risk of falling and possible fractures by 29 to 49%. Examples would be the Silver Sneaker program at the Jay Community Center, a community outreach walking program held at Jay County Hospital, and a supervised exercise program. Have your vision checked at least once a year and consult with your pharmacist about your medications. With medications, common medications can increase your falls risks, such as heart and blood pressure, sleep, anxiety, and depression meds, arthritis and pain meds, cold, flu, and allergy medications. Side effects of these medications, such as dizziness, lightheadedness, blurry vision, and decrease alertness and drowsiness, increases your risk for falling. Vision loss will increase your falls risk. Vision problems include blurry vision, sensitive to light, depth perception, and difficulty seeing at night. Effects of your vision loss: difficult maintaining your balance, shuffling your feet, difficult seeing objects, and difficult seeing steps and curbs. Always consult with your medical professional if you have fallen. Talk to your medical provider about physical therapy to assess your balance and strength. Physical therapists can help develop an individual home exercise program to improve your strength and balance and determine the appropriate assistive device, such as a walker or a cane. When do you need to use a walker or a cane? If you have frequent falls, unsteady walk, if you're holding on to walls or furniture when walking indoors, pain in the legs or in your back with walking, weakness after hospitalization or illness, or limping with walking. In summary, as we start to age, we need to understand the risks associated with falls. Always seek medical attention. Talk to your doctor if you've been unsteady or frequently falling. Stay active. Need to maintain an exercise regimen to include flexibility and strength. Walking is a great exercise. And use a walker or cane when you first recognize the falls risks.
We want to thank Brian Eisen for being with us this week. And with school starting this week, your Minute to Be Fit and your recipe are combined to talk about a healthy breakfast and give you some quick, flexible options to grab at home. There are a couple recipes included in these tips. And if you'd like the recipe, please call 726-1853 or email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com. If you skimp on breakfast, you'll miss out on important health benefits. Learn what makes a breakfast nutritious and get some out-of-the-box options. It might be the last thing on your morning to-do list, or worse, it might not be on your list at all. But a healthy breakfast refuels your body, jumpstarts your day, and may even benefit your overall health. So don't skip this meal. It may be more important than you think. Even if you're short on time, quick and flexible options you can grab at home give you plenty of healthy ways to put breakfast back on your daily menu. Breakfast gives you a chance to start each day with a healthy and nutritious meal. It also lays the foundation for lifelong health benefits. For adults, when you eat a healthy breakfast, you're more likely to eat more vitamins and minerals, eat less fat and cholesterol, have better concentration and productivity throughout the morning, control your weight, and have lower cholesterol, which may reduce your risk of heart disease. Breakfast is especially important for children and adolescents. According to the American Dietetic Association, children who eat a healthy breakfast are more likely to meet nutrient requirements, concentrate better, have better problem-solving skills, have better hand-eye coordination, be more alert, be more creative, miss fewer days of school, and be more physically active. Even though you know a healthy breakfast has many benefits, you may not be sure what exactly counts as a healthy breakfast. Not only is breakfast the first food and drink your body has had in more than 8 hours, but studies find that when you eat breakfast, it influences what you eat for the rest of the day. The most important tip we can give you is to eat breakfast every day, without exception. This one action alone can make a huge positive difference in your health. But a donut or oversized muffin won't do it. The key is to choose energy-enhancing, health-invigorating foods. And here are 27 ideas for a healthier breakfast. Be consistent with your portions. For most people, a perfect breakfast has 3 components: one serving of whole grain, one serving of dairy or high-calcium food, and one serving of fruit. Together, that would add up to roughly 300 calories. A high-protein serving, such as a meat or an egg, is unnecessary but certainly acceptable, as long as it doesn't add too much fat or calories to the mix. The second idea is to have a bowl of sweetened brown rice. Consider it a takeoff on prepared cereal. Brown rice is full of energy-providing B vitamins, as well as a great source of filling fiber. Cook the rice the night before, and then in the morning put it in a bowl with a spoonful of honey, a handful of raisins, a cut-up apple, and a sprinkle of cinnamon for a unique yet delicious treat. If you don't like rice, you can try any of the different cooking grains, such as barley, rye, red wheat, oats, buckwheat, quinoa, or millet. Pour a cup of fruit smoothie. Simply put a cup of strawberries and banana in the blender, add a scoop of protein powder and a cup of crushed ice, and you've got a healthy, on-the-go breakfast filled with antioxidants. Toss in a cup of plain yogurt, and you've just added a bone-strengthening dose of calcium. An added bonus? You've also just crossed 3 of your daily fruit servings off the list. Use organic eggs. They're not much more expensive than regular eggs, but they are higher in all-important omega-3 fatty acids, which has been shown to benefit everything from your mental health to your heart health. Sprinkle on a teaspoon of ground flax seeds. It could be over your cereal, your yogurt, smoothie, or even your eggs. Next to fish and organic eggs, flax seeds are one of the best sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Consider using Benecol, Take Control, or Smart Balance instead of butter. These newly developed soft spreads contain ingredients that are healthy for your heart, and just 2 tablespoons daily can significantly lower your cholesterol level. Have lunch for breakfast. Instead of butter or cream cheese, top your morning whole wheat toast with 2 tablespoons of tuna prepared with low-fat mayonnaise. The tuna is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids and an excellent source of energy-boosting protein. Sprinkle a whole wheat burrito with 2 ounces of grated low-fat cheddar cheese and broil for 3 minutes. While it's cooking, peel and eat an orange for valuable vitamin C. In this one small quick meal, you're getting vitamin C and other antioxidants, calcium, fiber, and enough appetite-satisfying protein to sustain you for hours. Make your own granola. Most store-bought brands are filled with sugar and fat. To make your own, mix 2 cups of rolled oats with 1 cup of dried fruits and seeds and a little brown sugar. Toast 3 to 5 minutes in a warm oven and then store in an airtight container. Pour a bowlful of Kashi Go Lean Crunch. With 10 grams of fiber, it will put you well on your way to the 25 to 30 grams of fiber you should be eating every day. Plus, studies find that people who regularly start their day with a bowl of cold cereal get more fiber and calcium, but less fat than those who choose other foods for breakfast. Another study found that people who ate 2 bowlfuls of high-fiber cereal every day spontaneously cut the amount of fat they ate by 10%. Other high-fiber cereals include Raisin Bran, Multi-Bran Chex, Wheaten Bran, Spoon-Sized Shredded Wheat, Kellogg's All-Brand Original, and General Mills Fiber One cereals. Eat half a grapefruit twice a week. Grapefruits are loaded with folate, found to significantly reduce the risk of stroke. Be cautious if you're taking regular medications, as grapefruit and its juice can interact with medications that have to be processed through the liver. Check with your doctor about any possible interactions between grapefruit and any medications you're taking. Sip a cup of green tea with your breakfast. In addition to its heart-protective benefits, green tea may also have some weight loss benefits, with one study finding that it appears to raise the rate at which you burn calories and speed the rate at which your body uses fat. Top your cereal with soy milk. Soy has been credited with everything from protecting your heart to promoting stronger bones. But make sure that it's fortified with calcium to get the bone-building benefits. Host the breakfast equivalent of Build Your Own Sundae. Who says breakfast has to be boring? Choose a selection of sliced fruit, yogurt, whole grain cereals, and whole grain pancakes or toast, and let everyone mix and match to create their own toppings. Lay everything out on paper plates for easy cleanup. Add a vitamin. Considering taking your supplements with breakfast. Taking supplements with food reduces the chance that they'll upset your stomach, and it improves the absorption of minerals. Spread apple slices with peanut butter. The protein and fat in peanut butter provide a great start to the day, while the apple provides fiber and protection against some cancers and heart disease. Have a breakfast sandwich. Top a whole wheat English muffin with melted low-fat cheese, a sliced tomato, and a sliced hard-boiled egg. Crush cold cereal in a baggie, add a peeled banana, and coat with the cereal. Breakfast on a banana as well as a healthy dose of potassium, beneficial in preventing strokes. Hit the vegetarian section of the grocery. Soy bacon and sausage, garden burgers, and soy crumbles make great sources of protein for breakfast without the saturated fat of their meat originals. Make a blob. Mix 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of non-fat dry milk, 3 cups of crushed flake cereal, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Form into blobs, and this should make about 10. Wrap each one in a plastic wrap and refrigerate. Grab a couple with a travel cup of skim milk, and you're ready to go. Sprinkle 1/2 cup of blueberries on your cereal. Studies find the tiny purple berries are loaded with valuable antioxidants that can slow brain aging and protect your memory. If you're not into cereal, try baking blueberries into oatmeal to create your own oatmeal blueberry granola bar, or mix them into whole wheat pancake or waffle batter. Consider drinking unsweetened orange juice, which contains vitamin C and also boosts your immune system. It may also improve your cholesterol levels. For the best effect, make it calcium-fortified juice. Eat a bowl of sliced strawberries 3 times a week. Loaded with vitamin C, strawberries have numerous health benefits, one of them being protection for your eyes. One study of 247 women found that those taking vitamin C supplements were 75% less likely to get cataracts than those who didn't take it. It's better, though, to get your vitamin C from food. Strawberries also have other health benefits. They're rich in a wide variety of antioxidants, low in calories, and even have a low glycemic index, which has been shown to better maintain steady blood sugar levels. Get at least 5 grams of fiber during breakfast each morning. Fiber is quite filling, with no extra cost in calories. You can get those 5 grams in just a few bites with a large raw apple, 1/2 cup of the high-fiber cereals recommended earlier, 1/2 cup of blackberries, or 2 slices of dark whole grain bread. Choose a variety of toppings for your whole wheat bagel or toast. Consider 2 tablespoons of non-fat cottage cheese sprinkled with flaxseed, 1 slice of low-fat cheese melted over with a slice of mango, 2 tablespoons of soy butter with a sliced banana, or 1 slice of baked ham and 1 sliced tomato. And the last breakfast tip is to shave 1 ounce of dark chocolate over a cup of non-fat yogurt. Mix them together and the calcium-rich yogurt can actually help in your efforts to lose weight, while the antioxidant-loaded dark chocolate can help reduce the stickiness of bad cholesterol and keep your arteries more pliable. Besides, who can resist starting the day with chocolate? Again, if you would like any of the recipes included in these breakfast tips, please call 726-1853 or email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.